This is the State for Wednesday, March 27th, where we bring you the headlines that matter. I'm your host, Rachel Fulton. For our first story of the day, focusing on campus news, Michigan State University has settled a lawsuit with Crystal Perry, a former HR administrator at MSU Department of Police and Public Safety. Perry filed the suit in the United States Federal Court for the Western District of Michigan in February, alleging rampant racial discrimination, harassment, and profiling by numerous officers and supervisors during her time in the department. The lawsuit is not ongoing and was dismissed on February 15th, the court records show. The lawsuit focused on an alleged lack of disciplinary action for those who discriminated against Perry by her supervisors, then MSU PD Chief Marlon Lynch and Chief of Staff Daryl Green. In the suit, Perry said she had already filed complaints with MSU's Office of Institutional Equity and the Michigan Department of Civil Rights, as well as made internal complaints with MSU PD and MSU's HR department, but that none of these actions produced a result. After filing a complaint with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, Perry received a notice of right to sue, which prompted the lawsuit. She said the lawsuit was the final option to hold MSU accountable. The suit alleged that one white employee, Captain Kennedy Parker, told her that other employees felt Perry's position included their previous responsibilities and that she should watch her back. Parker also told Perry that the department should get rid of her, according to the suit. Parker allegedly told Perry that employees were upset that Lynch touted Perry's hire as a step toward achieving diversity, equity, and inclusion, and that she didn't like the word diversity. After being fired, Perry applied to an HR administrator position in the MSU College of Nursing and was offered an interview, which she accepted. However, 2 days after the confirmation of the interview, she was notified that her interview offer had been revoked due to an MSU HR notification that her application couldn't be considered at the time. For our second story, focusing on more campus news, Michigan State University will host its first sexual health conference on Saturday at the MSU Union. The conference was created and organized by two MSU students, aiming to create a comfortable space for education and discussion surrounding the topic of sexual health. The conference will feature two segments, one focused on research presentations, and the other will include expert panels and audience-based discussions. The conference's keynote speaker is Planned Parenthood of Michigan Chief Medical Officer Sarah Wallet. Governor Gretchen Whitmer will also give a virtual speech at the event. For our final story of the day, focusing on events and entertainment, the first annual Snoop Fest Music Festival took place at the Fledge in Lansing this past Sunday, hosting 10 bands and over 100 audience members during the show's nearly 9-hour span. Art vendors were also present during the festival. Four businesses were invited to sell their creations, ranging from crochet mushrooms to butterfly bracelets to sweaters resembling tapestries. And before we end our episode, today's weather forecast is predicting overcast skies with a high of 40 and a low of 29. Thank you for joining us right here on The State, produced by The State News and Impact 89 FM. You can find us online at statenews.com and impact89fm.org. Since we're only doing 4 episodes this week, we'll be back tomorrow with our last episode of the week with more news.